Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The World Series team where he had a bunch of really entitled players and narcissists, and he went after them. And as Larry Boa said, that without Dallas Green getting in their grill, they never would have won a World Series. So if you're expecting Kappa to be a tough guy, that's not what he is. But he's going to have to learn to set discipline right at the start. If you can do that, he'll have a chance to be successful.
Adam, last question about Gabe Kapler, and we appreciate your baseball insight. Gabe, reading some of the stories about him in the minors in Greenville, South Carolina, and some of the stories last year, I've heard the same thing about the clubhouse not having any discipline, but also heard that Kapler's too intense at times. What does that mean, where he's just too intense and maybe he's a little over the top?
See, I think there's a belief, I know, in the NFL that, and it's not about going after your players. There's sometimes you have to dial it back and then you have to dial it up. And I get what you're saying. I don't think that's the big deal. I think the problem is going to be the way that he disciplines players. And the thing is, they have to fear him. So one thing I do want to add, this is one thing that is very clear. There's one person in with the Phillies who always explains to me kind of what the thinking is with personnel as a fan, as I am of the team. And he always felt, this one person said, look, I just don't think anyone fears Gabe. They like Gabe. Not that they're trying to be his friend or he's trying to be their friend, but they just don't fear for their job. And that you have to have. I mean, Kyle Shanahan, you know why the Niners are a really good football team? Because of the discipline that he instills with the players.
That's interesting, because I think the Giants, at least in the past 5 or 6 years, Adam, have had a clubhouse that, you know, they don't need much because they have a lot of veteran guys. They're always considered a professional organization. I wonder, let me throw this at you. You know, the Giants with Bochy over the last 13 years have obviously built something. There's all the Giants are sometimes criticized for over sentimentality, maybe paying guys past their prime. Do you think Kapler could be in there along with Zaidi to kind of distance themselves and their relationship with the players?
I don't know about that, because Gabe is he's a, for lack of a better word, a player's coach. I mean, he's, I don't want to say he's close to his players, but he does communicate fairly well. There have been a couple instances. One was egregious last season when a player was told he was being disciplined, and Kapler said the exact opposite. So he's usually good with communication.
Right.
But, look, every coach has an issue once in a while. But the fact of the matter is it's got to be better, and he's got to learn. And if you're a Giant fan, and you should know this, it's been reported, I think it was Bob Nightingale, if I'm not mistaken, that Kapler's friendly with fairly close to one of the members of the front office, and that's why he got the job. That's not good. That's not a good reason for someone to get the job. You got to know the guy could do the job. Who cares if you're friends with a guy? It's either he can do the job or not. So the GM is going to have to make sure that he evaluates the guy properly despite the relationship.
Adam, I couldn't wait to get you on to ask you about the showdown we just saw at Levi's Stadium between Seattle and San Francisco. And, Adam, you strike me as the type of guy, because nothing changes more than 1 week in the NFL. Garoppolo threw some almost interceptions. Do you hold the quarterback accountable for the passes that should have been picked that weren't? Because I guess what I'm getting at is Garoppolo's taking a lot of heat. He had a couple turnovers on sacks. What did you make of his performance? Did your opinion of him change?
I'd say this, Guru. I'm a little bit concerned with the decision-making. Now, he had three turnovers, two fumbles and the interception. And you're right. Boy, did he force some passes in that game, and he got away with some. Remember, after, and I think what hurt, what really hurt them, is when Sanders left the game. Sanders was very active early with four targets in the first 5 minutes, and then he left the game, didn't return. With that rib cartilage injury, that's a concern. It's a very painful injury. You could play with it, but it's going to hurt, and you can't expect him to be, if he plays Sunday, to be his normal self. So this is where I said they had to have a veteran receiver. They don't have anyone else. You know, I give Deebo Samuel credit. He was tremendous in that game. It's good to see the chemistry between he and Garoppolo. And now you've got the Brady injury. By the way, the Brady injury, that's the same ankle, as I understand it, that it's been troubling him for several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to assume that he's not going to play this week, and that's why Mostert played late in the game. Some things just came up in that game that you got to be concerned about. The big one, we need to talk about this, and some of it was on Garoppolo holding the ball too long. There's no question he took some hits he shouldn't have taken. But their offensive line, as you could clearly see by Clowney, he gave them fits all night. Mm-hmm. That has got to be a concern. Where I think Kyle Shanahan's probably going to have to help his quarterback a little bit with more two tight ends, or if they need to, going with an extra lineman.
Adam Kaplan here on 95.7 The Game, our NFL insider. Adam, you're absolutely right. Garoppolo got hit early and often. I think Clowney popped him on like third play of the game. And I was like, uh-oh, Seattle controlled that line of scrimmage. But I want to ask you about Shanahan, because it's not just Garoppolo getting criticism. Shanahan getting criticism for the last possession in overtime where he threw the ball three straight times. A lot of people questioning the clock management and some of his play calling throughout the game. What were your thoughts on Kyle Shanahan on Monday Night Football against the Seahawks?
Yeah, I know what people are talking about. I don't have the problem that others did with the time management. The kicker's got to make the field goal. I mean, it's just as simple as that. Yeah, I know that, you know, on the broadcast they said he didn't rise up to the moment, but he did earlier in the game with a field goal. So, no, my only question was, and I don't have an answer, and I don't know if Kyle does it. Well, we're going to learn Sunday against the Cardinals. Does he need to help the quarterback with protection? But I do believe that Garoppolo held on the ball too long, just trying to make a play, and I was, you know, the two tackles were back, but man, the pressure that they gave up to Clowney, I mean, think about it. He had at least five hits on Garoppolo that we know that were graded. It could have been worse, so that's a concern. So I would say a can of worms did open up a little bit. Now the coaches will always tell me, when you lose, there's tape, there are corrections that you can make so you can become a better football team. That's the only real positive. You don't want to lose a game like that, which was incredibly physical, and it was a draining game, and thankfully they don't have to travel this week, so that's a good thing.
Adam, thank you so much. Great stuff on Gabe Kapler. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, thank you.
All right, Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game, NFL insider, but also very familiar with Gabe Kapler, who was the manager of the Phillies before being named the manager yesterday of the Giants.
Real quick, before we get back into Kapler, and we didn't add as Adam Kaplan is, but I wonder about this Kaepernick workout Saturday. It's on a Saturday. Usually you see workouts for players on a Tuesday. Teams are scouting, college players are scouting or game planning. What are your thoughts real quick on Kaepernick getting a workout?
I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he's going to be there, but I'm pissed off, Stoddy, that everybody thinks they know that the NFL is just putting this on as a facade. I mean, Cap, go show what you can do. We thought this would never manifest, and now he's getting it, and everybody's talking about, oh, it's just a dog and pony show. Nobody will ever be happy.
I'm of the case, until he gets signed, it's all superfluous.
Monte.
You know, I just don't.
I'm with you, Stoddy.
This is progress, though,
seems
right?
Seems forced, right? Seems forced from the NFL saying, hey, because you see some of the threads.
Okay, why now, though?
There
why,
is no
why
progress
now?
Until he's on a roster.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, that's kind of
I hate
the
to sound like Willie Lump Lump, because that's what they could do. Oh, Guru, you're falling for the – but this is progress, though. There's going to be some people there to watch him.
Well, so they say. So they say, just to save face.
Right. So you can say you went to see him,
right,
and he's not ready.
Right. Exactly.
But we went to see
him.
So
there is collusion then.
Hell yeah. I think so. I'm with Stoddy. Until he's on an NFL roster, this is all
I'm
just
hoping
a
he
joke.
Gets signed. I guess that's what I'm holding on to.
It's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Porsche Walnut Creek, a Michael Stead dealership. I mean, like, the problem with collusion and being blackballed is it's you're saying 32 owners have gotten together and said,
that's a lot.
Let's all agree this guy should not play in our league. And I really don't think that's what's going on. I just think there's a lot of teams that don't want the headache. I think there are some teams that don't believe they want to bring in a player that is that kind of quarterback, meaning a running quarterback.
They're having success now, Lamar Jackson.
Right. But if you have
Russell Wilson.
But if you have a drop back passer, why would you want your backup to be a running quarterback? Don't you want a guy who can run the same system? Can you and
Well, you see the backup quarterback, Stoney, good point, taking the field now.
I'm just saying that's what they can say.
Yeah, because I'm looking at him by like, oh, this dude's still in the league? Oh,
I mean,
God.
Look, if
Ryan
Kyle
Hoyer,
Shanahan,
for example.
If John Gruden were asked today, he got any interest in cap, he'd say, doesn't really fit our system. But
I want
good luck to him in another, you know, but no, because we like to drop back our quarterback. We like our quarterback sitting in the pocket, whatever it is.
Right.
So, and some of those, like, I actually believe some of those teams probably do believe that. Others just say it, but don't believe it.
You know, Michael Silver had an interesting thread this morning. I was reading it, and he basically said in his second tweet in his thread, saying that not only was Kaepernick cut off by Tuesday's league-initiated push for a workout, but so were most team executives. And also, Kaepernick was given 2 hours to accept or reject the league's offer.
Well,
and the date and place were non-negotiable. That seems, to Steiny's point, that this is just a safe face. Hey, we're giving Kaepernick a workout. We're sending some teams out there.
Okay.
But we don't really have to sign them.
You two, real quick, may be right, but give me this. There is no doubt Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson, all these black quarterbacks that are running quarterbacks that are having success and lighting the league on fire, Deshaun Watson, Steiny, I think guys that or owners that might have been, you know, I'm out, and you got Trubisky's of the world and all, I think that's helping maybe him get a chance.
I would say,
like,
you know how I would answer that? You don't know football if you're putting Cap in the same league as Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson.
They're passers.
You don't know football. Because I'm just saying, I'm not saying
it's true. He did take the team to the Super Bowl, and he was the talk of the NFL. I know we don't want to go down this road.
Ago.
How long?
6 or 7 years ago.
Monte, you know, he's got some talent now.
I mean, his last year with an expansion team
in the 49ers. People thought it was bad. What, 12-4?
16 touchdown passes, 4 interceptions, and he's throwing a Jeremy Curley and Torrey Smith.
Not John Curley.
Wasn't bad.
Curley
wasn't bad. I mean, he wasn't bad. I've seen a lot worse out there in the NFL right now. Can Kaepernick be a backup? No doubt about it. Can he be a starter? He's a borderline starter, but, you know, I
wonder how many teams are going to show up. I'm interested.
All right. Adam Kaplan just joined us. He's from Philadelphia. He's an NFL insider, but he also knows the scene there. And he basically said that the city of Philadelphia never accepted Gabe Kapler as their manager. And if that's the case, is that possibly going to be an issue here in San Francisco? And can he get rid of that if he just wins? Problem is this
They're
team really set to win right now? You going to give Gabe Kapler a chance? How you feeling about Kapler? 888-957-9570. He's going to talk to the media in 40 minutes. We're going to take that press conference live. Let's go to Frank. Frank's in Tracy, wants to chime in on Kaepernick real quick. Hey, Frank.
Hey, what's up, guys? Excuse my voice. I'm kind of losing my voice. But, I'm with Bonte. I think it's just a facade just to get him in there so they can finally quash all the talks about, oh, he's not ready. We brought him in, and he's not ready, so it can stop being an issue. But he's better than a lot of these backup quarterbacks in the league. Some team could use him, and he could come in there and produce right away, I believe.
Thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate it. 415 saying, I don't like your comments either, Steiny. Kaepernick hasn't been on the field. No one knows what he can do. Try to keep up. I said, this is what an owner or a coach would say. If you say, Cap, look, Lamar Jackson's having success, Russell Wilson's having success, Deshaun Watson's having success, what I'm telling you is there'd be a lot of football people that would say, don't put Cap in those guys' class. He's a completely different player. 888-957-9570 is the number. Bruce Bochy is out, and we've known he's going to be out. We knew he was out as manager at the beginning of last season, the start of the 2019 season. So in essence, Farhan Zaidi had all year to find a manager, and he found one yesterday, Gabe Kapler, who managed 2 years in Philadelphia before getting fired, has a relationship with Zaidi from Los Angeles, and I'm trying to gauge the sentiment of Giants fans. And I mean, I know you can look on Twitter and say, huh, it doesn't seem like a lot of people are into this move. I wonder if it's more than that. I mean, I wonder if this is one of the least well-received new hires in the Bay. You know, the Oakland Raiders hired John Gruden.
Everybody loved it.
Man.
Even the 49ers hire Kyle Shanahan.
Loved it. Harbaugh loved it. Tom Sula didn't love it. Chip Kelly didn't love it.
But even Tom Sula and Chip Kelly didn't generate this much negativity.
And they hadn't failed previously. They hadn't failed. They didn't have that on their ledger.
And he had that underdog role where he was a D-line coach. You knew the guy was sleeping out of his car at one point in his life trying to coach. Like, it wasn't that, you know, it wasn't like this. Like, there's, I'd say 90%, 85 to 90% of the fan base is against this move. And then you got baseball people who I'm intrigued to listen to. You hear the people in Philly, right? It's like, really? You hired this guy? Now, you brought up Bruce Bochy-Steiny. I was reading last night, reading all the reports and everybody's articles about Kapler and being hired. Apparently, Bruce Bochy was part of the process of interviewing these managers, interviewing the candidates. Bruce Bochy, Buster Posey, part of the process of interviewing these managers and meeting the managers. So Bochy and Posey was part of the process of talking to Kapler. And I just wonder, I wish I could be inside their brains right now to figure out what they're thinking about Gabe Kapler, what Bochy thought about, this guy's going to replace me.
He's a competitor.
Right. What does he really think of Kapler? So it's fascinating to me. This hire, as you mentioned, Steiny, I can't recall too many hires in the Bay Area where everybody was against it.
The 49ers, by the way, have just announced they've officially placed Ronald Blair on injured reserve with a torn ACL. They signed defensive end Demontre Moore to replace him. Moore had a good preseason with the 49ers before getting released at the final roster cuts. All right, Gabe Kapler is the new manager of the San Francisco Giants, and we're going to go to his press conference in 35 minutes. He will be meeting the media at Oracle Park and talking about his new job. Before that, I want to talk to Giants fans and baseball fans to find out what you think about the hire of Gabe Kapler. 2 years in Philadelphia, tumultuous, yes, but he knows Farhan Zaidi. They have a relationship. 888-957-9570. Gabe Kapler following Bruce Bochy. What are your thoughts? But first, let's go to Anna and find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Steiny. What's coming up on The Game is sponsored by Ticket Crushers. You heard it. Gabe Kapler has been named the 39th manager for the San Francisco Giants. And coming up at noon, the team will introduce a 44-year-old in a press conference, which you can listen to right here on 95.7 The Game. Lots of controversy in the decision that's sure to be addressed. But is this former Philly skipper the right fit to bring this team back to success? Vontae Steiny and Guru will break down the hire and want to hear from you. 49ers Emmanuel Sanders and George Kittle are considered day-to-day. Matt Breida reportedly aggravated his ankle and is expected to miss a week or two. Ronald Blair has also been placed on IR. But can this team rebound this week against Arizona? 49ers DeForest Buckner will join Damon Ratto and Kolsky today at 5 p.m. Warriors take on the Lake Show tonight. No Anthony Davis for L.A. The coverage starts with Warriors Live at 5:30. Tip-off at 7 here on 95.7 The Game. Got a ticket, suspended license to UI. Don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation. I'm Anna Kagadaki, 95.7 The Game.
The San Francisco Giants have hired their new manager, Gabe Kapler.
We are going to prepare, so that we've thought through everything, and we make strong, well-thought-out decisions.
Now, back to Vontae Steiny and Guru.
All right, San Francisco Giants. They have a new manager, Gabe Kapler. By the way, Farhan Zaidi had a conference call last night, and talked about Kapler as a manager. And after he spoke about Kapler in glowing terms, apparently, he wanted to address the time in Los Angeles, where a 17-year-old girl and a grandmother of a 17-year-old girl emailed Kapler and the Dodgers about something that had happened in a hotel room in Glendale. Kapler told Zaidi, but they never talked to the police. And in fact, Kapler tried to set up a meeting among the two players and the girl and himself. So there's a lot of questions about how that was handled by Kapler, by Zaidi, and by the entire organization. So I'm going to read to you this from the conference call last night that Zaidi had with the writers. He said, the last thing I wanted to talk about before answering questions is, and I'm reading this verbatim, obviously there's been stuff written over the last couple weeks as Gabe emerged as a candidate over some incidents that happened in the farm system in Los Angeles and how those incidents were handled. In those situations, we asked, what do we have to do instead of what is the right thing to do, Zaidi said. And I can only speak for myself. I'm truly sorry from my perspective. I didn't ask the right questions and address things appropriately. Now, this is when apparently the conference call got interesting. And I'm reading from Andrew Baggerly's story in The Athletic. And he says, there was then a 30-second silence. And Zaidi began to venture down a path that was threatening to become a thicket of rhetorical thorns, according to Baggerly. And for almost 30 seconds, there was nothing but silence and stammering by Zaidi. Zaidi then said, I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought there. But what I kind of want to say is, I guess I'll leave on the first point, which is that I'm really looking forward to our fan base and people in this organization getting to know Gabe the way I know him. As they do, I'm confident it's going to be very strong and positive and a lasting relationship. Awkward.
So,
very.
Just real quick, to me that sounds like sexual assault doesn't supersede my affinity for Kapler. And earlier, Steiner, you talked about the two girls beating up this woman. One of the players beat up the woman before the actual sexual assault. So again, that is so, it's so touchy. How could you think that this wouldn't come up or rear its head in San Francisco and the Greater Bay Area? I'm shocked. I'm appalled. And I hope again at 12 o'clock we're going to take it live here on 95.7 The Game that somebody has the stones to ask him about this, because it's not all right.
No, it's not all right, especially when a young girl is 17 years old. That is a minor. She is a minor. She's 17 years old.
I'll set up a dinner.
Old.
And that, who are you?
That's
you're
not
supposed
good.
To report that to the authorities.
And you know what? Farhan Zaidi didn't sound good in this conference call. He sounded like he was backpedaling. It sounded like he was on the defensive for the first time since he's been hired as the baseball or the president of baseball operations for the Giants. And then just looking at the bigger picture for this organization, fellas, Charles Johnson, principal owner. Remember what he did, donating to a Mississippi politician who was backing up the MAGA campaign. Mm. Larry Bear, we know what happened there, where he was suspended last season for half the season for what happened in Hayes Valley with his wife. Off the field. Also, they didn't sell 3 million tickets last year. There was a lot of empty seats. Over the last year and a half, the Giants have made some moves where it just makes you scratch your head, and it's been a PR nightmare for that organization on the bigger scale. Like Kapler, Farhan, Bear, Charles Johnson, what is next for this organization that seemed like they could do no wrong in the previous 7 years with Bruce Bochy and company?
Steiny, not to be redundant, if that was your best friend, Farhan, you should know that this was there and it wouldn't look good. So for that alone, even if I wanted to put a ring on the finger and make you the manager, I can't. And he went and did it.
888-957-9570. How you feeling about Gabe Kapler? John Heyman of the MLB Network was on with the morning show. And I feel like this is very interesting. Here's what John Heyman said about Gabe Kapler and the Giants.
The reason this took so long is they were anticipating a backlash, and they were trying to judge exactly how big the backlash would be, how big a PR hit that they would take, and whether it was worth it to do that going forward. And I think basically they were leaning this way probably the whole time.
The other thing that I'm thinking about is, and obviously it's entered my mind, could this be such a big deal and have such backlash that they won't hire Kapler, that they'll change their minds? But the issue with that then is, well, what do you do with Farhan Zaidi? He was involved in the situation too.
Yep.
So,
and did the Giants cover that up? Did the Giants cover up for Farhan Zaidi before they hire him? Because when they hired Farhan, most of us out here thought, oh, this is a great hire. But I didn't hear about Farhan being involved in the situation. And then it makes you wonder with the Larry Bear situation and the Charles Johnson situation. Are the Giants covering things up in their organization for Farhan? This is the first time I've seen his name attached with this situation. I didn't follow it closely
in 2015. And to say he mismanaged Bonta, it's not good enough.
It's not good enough.
And let's get back to baseball.
No, it's not good enough. So Farhan Zaidi making this decision, and if you knew there was going to be so much backlash, and if you know that the manager is going to be quote-unquote a puppet, why not hire somebody else? Why not hire somebody else if the lineup card is going to come from upstairs anyway? Why even put yourself in this position if you're Farhan Zaidi and open up this can of worms so all of a sudden, oh man, I got to start defending myself as well?
Let's go to German in Vallejo. What's going on, German?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, man. What do you got?
Well, I just want to say shame on the Giants organization. It's very disappointing to go with Kapler, obvious creep. And, you know, it's just a shame that they would go with him for whatever reasons they went with him, because this is not a good look for the Bay Area, for the organization, to San Francisco. And, you know, for them to try to cover this up and act like it's not a big deal, it's a big deal. That young lady's a victim. And even if she wasn't only 17 years old, even if she was 20 or 30 years old, it's not a good look. It's wrong. And for her to be a 17-year-old and for them to try to shine it under the rug like that, it's just a bad, bad look for us right now.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Man.
They got to win.
I'm wondering how big this is going to get. Or if it's going to be diffused today. I'm looking at a story that Ann Killian of the San Francisco Chronicle wrote. This was on October 22nd, which was 3 or 4 weeks ago. And, you know, she starts out by saying the name of Gabe Kapler is linked to the Giants. And she says that's a problem. Not in the funny way that John Dickinson says it.
That's a problem.
She detailed what happened in L.A. And the bottom line is it was dealt with in L.A. And they came to the conclusion that while things maybe could have been handled differently, that the intent wasn't bad or had malice. And so here we are now. There's two issues. What happened in L.A. and why this guy's hired as the manager? Why? Forget L.A. for a minute. Why did Farhan hire Kapler? What are his strengths? What's the reason?
Well, he feels
like he'll be the best successor to Bruce Bochy. I'm saying, what do you guys think?
I'm telling you, I don't think there's anything tangible for a smart man allegedly to look at what he did in Philadelphia to say, I want that here in San Francisco with me.
Right.
And here I go, mind wandering. I think this is a favor for what transpired in 2015 and who took bullets for who. Here, you can be the manager of a team that doesn't, nobody expects anything, because there's nothing else on paper, Bonta. You could tell me a smart man that's into analytics, Steiny, that was so overcome by positives that he deserved this job.
Yeah, I don't know. This, from everything I've been told,
this
fellas,
stinks. I smell a rat.
From everything I've been told from friends in Philly, from media members out here, from Philadelphia, from listening to you guys and reading all the articles, it just doesn't seem like a logical hire. It doesn't seem like a logical hire. Last night I thought it was weird. I didn't feel one way or another, like, okay, is it going to work out? Is it going to work out long term? I don't know that. Maybe he does win on the field. But at this time, this moment in time in Giants baseball, replacing a legend like Bruce Bochy, a future Hall of Famer, and you think about the prestigious organization that the Giants are in Major League Baseball,
It just seems like a weird hire. Doesn't make much sense to me, especially coming from a smart, quote-unquote smart guy like Farhan Zaidi, who it's been tough for me to criticize Farhan. This is the first move where I looked at Farhan and said, well, damn, does he really know what he's doing?
And the handling of that situation in 15.
Oh, it's embarrassing. It's
you
embarrassing.
Get criticized for that.
It's embarrassing, Guru.
And Matt Steinmetz, for Heyman to say they were putting out testers, I guess it's football season. I really never took Cap. I never thought he was a serious candidate.
Same here.
But we always get hit in the Bay Area. The media is not Philly. It's not New York. And maybe they put the fillers out and thought, nobody's really going to do what the – people are upset, Steinie, and I understand right. it. This is not this is a big deal to me.
Every filler they put out, Steinie, was met with backlash. It was met with backlash. So then they said, you know what? Screw the backlash. We're going to hire this guy anyway because we think he's qualified. I don't know what he does well. I don't know what he does. I just don't know what his strengths are, Steinie. I just don't know.
Let's go to Kinger. Kinger is in Newark. Hey, Kinger, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today? Calling in. I'm not a Giants fan, but I've been listening to your show for the last hour and a half. And I just wanted to say, from someone who loves sports, that man, Kaplan, sounded openly contentious and contemptuous of all those fans in Philly that disagreed with his decision to not pull Segura, which is kind of unacceptable. To sit there and listen to a popular DJ in your town tell you for a fact that people have issue with your decision and to turn around and say that you don't speak for the city and to shut your mouth is ridiculous. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
People aren't happy, Steinie.
And for you to say it's ended or been handled, Steinie, in this world we live in now, by the time I get home to eat dinner, we don't know now that this is to the forefront to the degree it is, we don't know what the ramifications are coming and what's happening next. This is a bad look.
Let's go to Mark. Mark is in Daly City. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Oh, fine. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
I got a couple of things here. You know, we don't know this guy. So just give this guy a chance. I mean, you know, nobody knows this guy. So just listen to what he has to say on his in about 15 minutes and take it from there. All I'm saying is give this guy a chance. That's all.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. That's certainly one side of it and a fair side of it.
Does he deserve a second chance despite all the allegations? That's the biggest question, especially in this organization, again, where you think about it. Charles Johnson, owner, donating to the wrong cause. Giants saw backlash in that. They had to take a PR hit for that. Larry Bear, what happened last year at Hayes Valley, he gets suspended for, you know, we saw the video. We don't need to revisit that situation. And then what Kapler's done in 2015 alongside Farhan, overlooking that and kind of sweeping it under the rug.
I just feel like there's a cover-up, Monte.
What this organization has done so many things well over the last 25, 30 years, and now over the last year and a half, their big moves or whatever they've done off the field.
And you're doing this for not Tommy Lasorda or the next Bruce Bochy, a guy that couldn't take a stacked Philly team to the playoffs.
Flamed out.
Just to put some timing on this, what happened in L.A. happened in 2015 with Zaidi and Kapler. But a story was written in the Washington Post in February that detailed what had happened. So it didn't come out until, 6-8 months ago. In a statement after the Washington Post reported the story, Kapler said, "Perhaps I should have taken it out of her hands, but my intention was to respect the victim and her wishes." That was referring to trying to set up a meeting among these two players and the girl. What also happened was a week after the incident, the girl actually said that one of the players had sexually assaulted her. Kapler says he did not know that. He had no knowledge of that allegation at the time. So these are important things we want to make sure to get right. And that's where that came in. Let's go to Wonderful Giant. Hey, Wonderful Giant, how are you, man?
Hey, Steinie. Honestly, I'm rushing my judgment right now, but I'm upset, you know, and disappointed with this hire because, Bonte, you know, I was expecting names like Omar Vizquel or even foreign managers with a track record.
Yep.
But I feel fooled. I should have known better that Farhan would have hired somebody from the Dodgers analytics system, regardless of what harassment was going on. And Guru, you know, I can tell just by your mannerisms there, just hearing you every day, that you're a super gentleman when it comes to treating women. But Steiny, I just want to tell you that this hire definitely is not popular with women.
I'm sure it isn't. I'm sure it isn't. Thanks a lot for the call, wonderful Giant. Thanks for listening.
The Giants have a big time. The women in the Giants fan base are loud and proud. They have a
after
big time.
After the Larry Bear fiasco.
Yep. And the women weren't happy about that. That wonderful Giant just made a great point. The women here in this organization, they mean a lot. They mean a lot with this fan base, and they shouldn't be happy with this decision.
He's a bum.
I agree with the women if they are against this move. I can't knock them for that.
I can't wait for 12.
Oh, yeah, I can't either. 11 minutes. Live presser right here on 95.7 The Game. Gabe
I'm
Catler.
Starting to tingle.
Here's the other thing. So the Washington Post story came out in February, and it was about something that happened in 2015. What also we've learned is that later in 2015, another Dodgers minor leaguer was accused of a sexual assault on a maid at the same hotel. Kapler was made aware of the accusation, according to Sports Illustrated. He was the highest-ranking executive on an internal email chain about the incident and described himself as embarrassed and said he spoke to the hotel manager. The player in question was later released. The incidents were not reported to Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and forget Major League Baseball, the law. Johnny Law is where it should be reported to.
Well, in at least one of the Dodgers statements, the statement included that they did nothing illegal in terms of how they handled that. MLB, Major League Baseball, cleared Kapler in its internal investigation.
Right.
And issued the following statement. The Dodgers and Gabe Kapler did their best to act appropriately given the facts known to them at the time. As is often the case, the allegations related to the incidents have changed over time. Moreover, some of the purported facts about these three incidents come from an individual without firsthand knowledge of the underlying incidents and without questionable motivation. So there you go. Shaka in Berkeley. What's going on, Shaka? How you doing, man?
I'm hot, man. I'm heated, man. You know, the real Giants fans, man, you know, it's a lot of different type of fans. After the Giants won three championships, just like the Warriors got extra fans after they started winning. So I'm talking about the diehard Giants fans, the Chris Fires, the Tito Fuentes, you know, back, you know, to the Mike Ivies, Dave King, the ones when we lost, we're losing all those years. And for 2010 to come and Brian Wilson to get that strikeout, you know, I went straight to San Francisco then because it was years of pain and agony. And for us to get a Dodger guy to be ahead of our organization is a slap in the face. And then for him to hire this guy is another slap in the face. It's obvious he owed him a favor for taking a bullet for him so that he has him he hands him the reins to the San Francisco Giants. And just because they won some divisions, they never won. They're losers. They lose every year on a big stage in front of everybody. They're losers. So I don't agree with it. I think it's bad for the Jazz right now. It's a bad day, man. Y'all have a good day, man.
Thanks, Shaka. Appreciate the call. All right. Coming up at noon, we are going to take the Giants press conference live. General Manager Farhan Zaidi, I'm sure, will be there. New manager Gabe Kapler will be there. And once again, that's coming up in about 5 minutes at 12 today. We are going to take this press conference live. And it doesn't sound like the reaction is very positive. And Farhan Zaidi and Gabe Kapler, obviously, you're going to have some explaining to do. And they're going to do that in 5 minutes. And that'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
The Giants have named Gabe Kapler as their new manager.
We are going to hunt for value at the margins. We're not going to leave any stone unturned to find our competitive advantages.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
All right, that was Gabe Kapler talking about how he hopes to make the Giants better by scouring the talent around the edges to start and Gabe Kapler is about to meet the media at Oracle Park. I'm assuming he will be with General Manager Farhan Zaidi, and we will take that press conference as soon as they begin. So stay tuned. We won't miss a thing. And Gabe Kapler's got some talking to do about, I think, a few things. One is his tenure in Philadelphia, which is generally considered subpar, I think. He was almost 500. He was 161 and 163 in his 2 years there. But I think the general perception, guys, is that he underachieved with those teams.
Yeah. And baseball aficionados had Philly going to the World Series, and they couldn't even make the wild card. So I know you can blame the players, but damn, I'm going to start with the manager too, Steiny, and then to fire him only after 2 years,
yeah,
they seen enough.
Right. We ready to go?
Let's hit it.
95.7 The Game breaking news. Powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Quip. Go to Quip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free.
All right, this is from Alex Pavlovich. Ron Wotus will be on Gabe Kapler's staff. He talked to Dave Ross and the Cubs and also interviewed for the Mets bench job, but he always wanted to stay in San Francisco. So Ron Wotus will remain a member of the San Francisco Giants staff.
That's a big, because he's a very respected bench coach in San Francisco. He's been here since the early 90s, managing their AAA team in Phoenix, being with Dusty Baker, being with Bochy and Felipe Alou. He is a staple with the Giants organization, so to have him around is a good thing, and hopefully he can help out Gabe Kapler as he goes through this managerial journey with the Giants.
One thing we haven't talked about is what kind of team do we expect the Giants to be this year?
No idea.
I mean,
no idea.
I want winners.
Well, the outfield will be better, more season. You got Yaz, you got Dickerson. And hopefully you got our guy in center field that probably will get a gold glove. So just from a defensive aspect. I mean,
I don't know. Offseason hasn't started yet. What trades will they make? Will Bumgarner be back? Will Will Smith be
Atlanta
back?
Atlanta wants Bumgarner.
Where's Buster Posey going to bat in the lineup? I have no idea how the roster is going to look next season. I have no idea what type of team will be there on the field. By the way, Buster Posey is at the press conference. So that's Ron Wotus is there. Buster Posey's there. So that's interesting here. Some of the players for the Giants is at Gabe Kapler, introductory press conference.
All right. We're going to take you to that press conference momentarily. Gabe Kapler, Farhan Zaidi meeting the media at Oracle Park. Buster Posey looks like he will also be in the house. So the Giants are definitely going to put up a united front, a unified front. Let's just go right to it. This is a press conference, Gabe Kapler's introductory press conference on 95.7 The Game.
Those also viewing on sfgiants.com, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and to our listeners on KMBR. With us today, we have Giants President of Baseball Operations, Farhan Zaidi. We have Scott Harris, Giants General Manager, and our next manager of the San Francisco Giants, Gabe Kapler. We're going to have the jersey and hat presentation first, then we'll have statements from everyone, followed by Q&A, and when we do Q&A, if you can please use the microphone and introduce yourself. So with that, go ahead, Farhan.
You take the hat.
You're listening to the Gabe Kapler introductory press conference on 95.7 The Game. This is the Gabe Kapler introductory press conference. They're taking photos right now of the gentleman with the hats and the jersey. So there'll be a little bit of a delay, but once Farhan Zaidi and
I always feel much more
two other gentlemen talk, we're going to let it roll.
And I do a blazer, so this is really nice to put this on.
Jason Dane, does he have the right bend on the bill up here? So we're just going to keep doing this every 2 days and see how many people we can fit up here on the podium. That's good. That's going to be our plan. Thank you guys for all being here today. Really excited to be announcing Gabe Kapler as our next manager here in San Francisco. It's been a really long process. It's been a long and thorough process. I'd really set the goal of naming a manager while I was still 42 years old and missed that cutoff by a couple of days. But, you know, we took the responsibility of choosing our next manager seriously, and we had a terrific pool of candidates. It was really an honor and privilege to get to know the different candidates that we interviewed. We did multiple rounds. We had the candidates meet with a wide spectrum of people in the organization, not just baseball operations, but people on the business side. Had some conversations with players and members of the staff, and really wanted to conduct this as a collaborative process. I want to thank all of the candidates that participated. There are a lot of guys that I think deserve the opportunity to manage one day, and I hope it happens soon for them. That was one thing that I felt really strongly about as we went through this. As I said at my end-of-season press conference, when we thought about what we really wanted in our next manager, I mentioned that we wanted to find somebody who could create strong relationships with players and with the front office. And we felt like if we had those two things, that would be the foundation for a really strong and positive relationship and somebody who could really take this organization forward. And as we went through the process and interviewed candidates, it became clear to us as a group that Gabe Kapler was the right guy for the job. And as part of that process, we reached out to people in the Phillies organization, and frankly, they reached out to us as well to offer their endorsement and support. That was one thing that was very clear to us, that in terms of developing those relationships with both the players and with the front office.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.